Oh, hell yeah. This is stink right here. This stink all. This is them all.
Yeah, it sounds
day.
Pretty appropriate.
Yeah.
That's for sure. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy. 20 minutes away from an AMA. Any question, any topic, get the phone lines open. Mark Schlereth, our Odyssey NFL insider, joins us on Wednesdays at this time. Talk NFL football ahead of the playoffs this weekend. He's also the host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. You can listen to the Stinkin' Truth podcast on Spotify or Apple. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Mark, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Good. Doing great. Good. We'll get to the playoff games and all that fun stuff. We wish we were a part of it. Unfortunately, we are not. The Falcons got rid of everybody on Sunday, and now they're in the search again. Let me start here. If Matt Ryan gets hired as the president of football operations of the Falcons, which seems like is going to happen, how does that impact how candidates might view this job?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you'd always want, I think there's always a value in having a guy that's had success, having a guy that, you know, has stayed connected within your organization, right? And so I think that's always valuable. I think that stuff is you know, incredible. And so I think that's always something that you want in regards to putting your team together and as many people and voices as you can have within an organization to say, hey, man, we need to look at all aspects of our organization. I think it's important. I think it's important to have those voices, and especially having voices that can argue and that can, you know, that can respectfully disagree and you know, point out the good and the bad stuff. And so I think that stuff is important. Again, how is he involved in the searches? You know, how much weight does he have as far as picking a general manager, as far as picking a coach, all those things? I have no idea how that's going to work out, but, I think it's always good to have people that are smart and that have, had success and that kind of have a philosophy. I think those guys are important to have in your organization.
What do you think about the whole Harbaugh thing as far as how it went down? And, I mean, obviously the people are assuming that he's going to be the top candidate that everybody wants and things like that. But is it a point where wherever he goes, he wants to be the voice of the organization outside the owner?
Yeah, I don't – like, John, it feels like kind of where there's smoke, there's fire, right? Like, it feels like to me that there was a disconnect or something that went down between he and Lamar – as far as the way they were running that offense, and eventually, you know, after 18 seasons, 18 incredible seasons where they averaged 10 wins a year, that it got to that point. And, you know, and whether that's true or not, I have no idea, but, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire usually. And so I feel like that's kind of what went down with Harbaugh. And you know, and I can understand that. Like, if you're Lamar and you're saying, "Hey, man, I'm aging now, and I've been hurt this year, and I want an offense that is more of a drop back. I don't want to have to run. I don't want to have to do all these other things." And if John's saying, "Well, that's what you know what you're best at, and that's the way we've structured our offense," you know, then ownership gets involved and just says, "Hey, man, we're going to side with the player because we got a 2-time MVP here." I can see that. You know, I can see that. Kind of that scenario is what went down. But listen, I think Harbaugh is one of those guys. I think he's a really good coach. I think he's incredibly authentic in what he does and who he is. And I think that's the reason he stuck around for 18 years. Like, one thing about players, like, let's face it, none of us are, you know, book smart, probably. Like, very few of us really. Like, I'm a general studies degree from the University of Idaho, right? My knowledge is an inch deep and a mile wide. No specific questions, and I can probably answer them. I study generally. But, you know, I mean, the bottom line is most of us aren't that, you know, educated from that standpoint. But most of us, almost all of us, have some really good horse sense about us. And we know when a guy's full of crap, and you don't last for 18 years if you're not authentic, if you can't build relationships. And I know John is demanding, man. I know he can grind on you. But it says something about who he is. So I do think that he'll be a guy that I think there'll be 5 job offers for him. And he's going to have the pick of the litter.
With the wild card round this weekend, we've got two games on Saturday, three on Sunday, one on Monday night between the Texans and the Steelers. I mean, we're going to watch all of them, obviously. We're all diehard football fans. But which of those games are you most looking forward to?
I think if I look at the AFC in general, the Bills at Jacksonville, I think you can make a compelling argument. Jacksonville's playing better football than anybody else going to the playoffs right now, other than maybe Seattle. And so, at least in the AFC, and I think that this, you know, everybody talks about the Buffalo Bills and Josh Allen, and hey, finally Josh Allen's going to hit a playoff where he doesn't have to get through Cousins and Lamar Jackson, and this is, you know, the Buffalo Bills' year. And I think I can make a very compelling argument that this is the worst team he's taken to the playoffs. I think this is the worst Buffalo Bills team that he has had in playoff. And so, you know, that's a fascinating matchup to me because I think the Jags are playing better than anybody else in the AFC right now. And I think the last 4 or 5 weeks they've beaten their opponents by a combined score like a 19 points per game. And then I think it really comes down to Buffalo going, hey, Josh, go win this for us. You know, be super. So I think that's a really compelling matchup. I think the one team in the AFC that nobody truly wants to see is the Houston Texans because that defense is legit. And they're frightening. So I think that's a team that people are probably very weary of, the defensive side of the ball. So I think there's a lot of really cool stuff going on when it comes to playoffs.
Mark, earlier today we were talking about the playoffs, and I honestly said I don't ever remember not having an inkling or a feel for who can win this thing because of, you know, the name, the quarterback names that, you know, that are as big as anybody in the league. They're not in it outside of Josh Allen, of course. Where are you leaning at? And don't be no homer right now. But, I mean, where are you leaning as far as who do you think has a chance to come out?
Yeah, I mean, speaking of being a homer, like, you know, I know the Broncos are the number one seed in the AFC, but, man, I have so much trepidation about the way they play. Like, you can't come back. You know, you can't play every one-score game and be behind in almost every game. Now, I'll give you this. Dan Orlovsky told me this today. The Broncos, when trailing, Bo Nix has the best touchdown interception ratio in the National Football League at the quarterback position and the best QBR. Now, I don't know what the QBR is. I have no idea how to calculate it. Right. I don't know what it means.
General studies,
I just know that you're number one in that stat, whatever it is, over all the other quarterbacks. So it's got to mean something. But the bottom line, you get in the playoffs, you can't play every game from behind. You can't come back in every fourth quarter. Like, it's just not sustainable. And, man, they make, you know, as many as Pro Football Focus, you know, and I know some of the guys that are great in Pro Football Focus are driving Uber on the side.
Exactly.
And, you know, when they're between rides, they're grading game film. So they got the O-line to the Broncos. Man, they make more mistakes. They have more busted assignments. They were awful, and I mean awful, in that game against the Chargers. So I've got a lot of fear there, a lot of trepidation about them. I think Jacksonville's playing the best in the AFC. And then even though Seattle is, to me, playing the best football in the NFC, the Rams are the team. If they're healthy, if they get their O-line back healthy, Adams comes back healthy with Matthew Stafford, I think they're definitely going to be the team that represents the NFC in the Super Bowl.
Mark Schlereth joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. He's our Odyssey NFL Insider. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Who do you think is going to get – I mean, there's a lot of really impressive coaching jobs done in the NFL this year, either guys dealing with a lot of injuries or young coaches that people didn't know what to expect from, like Jacksonville having the season they have. Which coach do you think wins Coach of the Year?
Man, I think it's like you said, it's unbelievable what Shanahan's done with all the injuries that Shanahan has had and multiple quarterbacks playing for Shanahan. That's incredible. But come on, like what's going on with Liam Cohen in Jacksonville and, you know, just the way that Trevor Lawrence has started to play, the way they put that team together. Liam being salty, you know, and you know, like when Sean Payton said, hey, man, it's a small market team, and he's like, small market bat, you know. I just I think it'd be hard not to vote for Liam Cohen, and just the history of the Jacksonville Jaguars and going out and winning that division is big time. So, but there are a lot of, you know, there are a lot of candidates in that category that are worthy for sure.
I was wondering, because we were just talking about the John Elway documentary and the because you were talking about you from went to school to Idaho and all those different things. You got a house on that lake like John Elway?
No, I don't got that kind of money, man. I don't like it. That's a high rent district, and I know so many people that, you know, so many coaches. I mean, Sean Payton has a pap. That place is like an NFL gathering place.
What?
In the 6 weeks that the NFL has off, you know, after mini camp and all those OTAs.
Yeah.
Like that place is a who's who of NFL coaches. I bet you there are a dozen coaches that have like houses, lake houses. They're not cabins. They're yeah. freaking palatial estates on Lake Coeur d'Alene.
It's Coeur d'Alene.
I guarantee you. It's right. Crazy.
Looked really nice.
It was nice.
Looked really nice.
Yeah, it was.
Mark, we appreciate it. Thank you.
Appreciate it, Mark.
All right, guys. Take care.
Mark Schlert there, Odyssey NFL Insider. Well, yeah, man. It's,
Yeah, I can see that. Nice. Just like all these lakes right here got all SEC coaches.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nick bought a plot, then told everybody about one. Everybody bought it.
Yeah, up at like Lake Burton, right? Yeah, a Raven or something like that. Yeah. Yeah, it's nice up there. Yeah, man. Lakefront property.
Yeah. Stuff. It's good stuff, man.
Good
stuff, you got it.
By the way. Nothing wrong with driving Uber to make ends meet, all right? You got to get a little couple extra bucks.
I don't think he was saying like that.
I don't know what he was saying.
I
assume we got
like
people out there listening to driving Ubers.
No, he wasn't talking about
no disrespect.
He was talking about the pre-FF dorks.
I know he was.
I don't want to, because I don't want
to,
you know,
I just need
how I
to
feel about
make
Uber
the
drivers.
Distinction.
Yeah, I love, you know, I love me some Uber drivers.
Yeah, I don't want to just make fun of those folks. Yeah. Those are good people out
They're
there driving.
Awesome people.
Trying to be replaced by robots. Damn, Waymo almost ran into me this morning.
I'm going to take one of them out, dog.
I flip them off.
I'm going to take one of them out.
Every single one of them, I flip them off.
I'm going to take one of them out, man. I don't know what's wrong with me. I got to find out what my premium is if I get hit by a robot. Yeah.
There was I won't say what company, but there was a delivery driver coming out of a housing development close to our house yesterday. We were walking the dog, and he came out there quick. And I was like, I don't want to get hit by a truck.
Yeah, but?
But it was nice. Probably get rid of the student loans.
Yeah.
You know? I thought about slowing down and taking one for the team. By the way, Mark Schlereth, Odyssey NFL Insider, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. You can also listen to the Stinkin' Truth podcast on the Odyssey app or on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. All right, AMA is next. 404-726-0929. Load them up and ask us anything. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.